What can you say about John Lester and what he's done since coming over to this team?
Man, what a tremendous addition. Obviously, he's pitched tremendously well, done a great job, made a few adjustments. But this guy's got such heart and competitive fire. It's really fun to watch him go out and compete. He's like John Wayne, you know, just got that true grit, big, strong, silent type. Done a nice job, not only, you know, on the mound, obviously, but, you know, his preparation. This guy really is dedicated to his craft. That always has residual benefit. And he's got a testament fortitude to compete. He's got a huge heart. And, you know, congratulations on 200 win. That's a heck of a milestone. And, you know, he's not done. He's got more in him. You know, those numbers put him towards the Hall of Fame. So, it's a special accomplishment that we're excited to be a part of, and want to wish him the best congratulations on an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Like I said, he's still got more W's and more pitching to go.
When we talk to John, he's quick to credit many things. He credits Mike Maddux and the adjustments that they focused on, whether it's mixing in more of an off-speed pitch. It's the defense, which he credits allows him to be more aggressive in the strike zone, but he doesn't ever credit himself. What have you seen from John that you think has led to his success?
I mean, you know, that's what, man, he's a good guy too. You know, enjoyed getting to know him. You know, the humility's there for sure. It's nice that he gives accolades to Mad Dog and the staff and the well-deserved, but, and of course the defense, I mean, you know, he's grateful for that, appreciates that. You know, but clearly, you know, he's a pro. And he does his part, and probably in his mind, better question for him. But, you know, he's an impressive guy that is, it's the thing that I appreciate about him is it's ultimately not about him. It's about us. He's a team guy and he wants to win. And, you know, usually when you have that kind of heart, you're usually around a bunch of other winners.
Thank you.
Derek Gold, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
I may come up with a question about Lester as well, but first I just want to ask about the job you guys did against Peralta. He pitched well. I mean, he jumped on him quickly, but that's a high caliber pitcher striking out 9 guys that you guys were able to find runs against. Is that something that, I don't know, as you build towards October, you take note of?
Absolutely. You know, we take tough at bats against tough pitchers, and you know, he had his best stuff. We've seen him pretty frequently, you know, And he looked like he's coming at it. It was coming out pretty good. And so right out of the beginning, you know, but Oney, nice job, nice stroke through the middle. No one got a pitch he can handle. Gets us on the board 2-0. Congratulations to him. 101 RBIs now officially. Tremendous job by Nolan. Again, a lot more to go, but nice accomplishment. First 100 RBI guy for us since Matt Holliday, his buddy, since 12. But, you know, getting back to Peralta, we just kept taking tough at bats. Again, he had good stuff. He's throwing it where he wanted to and just able to grind it out and, you know, get the lead on a tough guy and add on later.
Do you think that's kind of part of this step you guys have taken to become kind of a resourceful offense?
I think that step's been taken. I think we've taken it. I think resourceful is a good word to describe it. Look, a lot of different ways to do it. I think one of the biggest ones is just flat out tough. There's a toughness to the group. Not that we didn't have toughness before, but I'd say it's a combination. There's a toughness and there's an awareness of the situation, and guys are really aware of what they're going to look for, what they're seeing, and they're also aware of what the situation is. You know, for example, you know, Nolan, you know, tough at bats, push that one across into 6, stays on that ball to right field, you know, and then Yachty, man, stays on the changeup for the, you know, run that scores, you know, puts us ahead, and then Yachty later added on. So, a lot of good tough at-bats, you know. Carp, big at-bat as well. That was a big at-bat by Carp coming off the bench. And, you know, good situational baseball. Eddie gets him over, and Goldie gets him in with tough at-bats. So, it's just good baseball that, you know, kind of proves my point about being situational. You know, Eddie gets him over, Goldie gets him in. Guys are using the middle of the field in RBI situations. And, you know, no hits ball at the ballpark. We like that too.
I did come up with something about John. 2 questions. I knew if I bought myself some time, I would. Katie mentioned about how he gives credit to the other guys. From your vantage point, the faith he puts in the team, the way he's pitching, That seems like something he had to get, you know, and all pitchers do. But how have you seen that kind of development today and other starts? He's put the outfield to work, but he's really the faith he shows in his teammates to help him through this is remarkable.
It is. I mean, I think he's a smart enough guy to, first of all, I think he puts faith in himself. You know, I think he's going to, I don't think I know. I look and see a convicted guy that's going to put faith in what he does, and he's going to allow himself to execute the pitches he's wanting to do, and then he's going to make an adjustment. You know, that's the other thing that, you know, there's good synergy between him and Yadi. There really has been a almost from the first start, you know, from the second inning on, they've kind of clicked and they're in sync, and they're guys with high baseball IQs that can think together and make adjustments. But I think he also trusts and believes in, you know, the plan, believes in himself, believes in Yadi, and believes in, you know, the guys that are playing behind him. So it's a good combination when everybody has trust.
Last thing I want to ask you, this is something that we're limited here by Zoom because we're not able to tap into our powers of observation, but what is the clubhouse like? Does it pause to have a moment for the 200? Do people gather around? Can you tell us some of the images there?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely celebrated it, and his teammates were really happy for him. I think Yadi was the first guy out to give him a big hug, and you know, Mad Dog went right to him immediately after the game, and all his teammates did, and staff, and so yeah, we got everybody together and allowed him to be celebrated, rightfully so, and it was a good moment to be a part of, and you know, obviously well deserved and amazing accomplishment.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Mike, I actually wanted to ask you about the carpet bat. How much does his taking that extra base, pushing it to get to second, change the rest of that game? Let's Whitley pitch with two run lead instead of one on a night where maybe your bullpen is a little short. Does that take pressure off, and does that individual decision alter the rest of that game a little bit?
Yeah, you like him to push there. You know, you got, first of all, a great stroke, good sound, nice crisp line drive in the gap, and, you know, we got a lead. He's looking to push, and you know, good for him. Good baseball play, and yeah, to set up the inning to where we can manufacture a run. Like I said, you know, Eddie did a nice job getting him over, and Goldie fought his tail off to get him in, and you know, Carp hustled all the way in on the sack fly. So, you know, gets us a 2-run lead, and you know, always feels better when you can add on for sure. And Whitley was tremendous. I thought his stuff was really nasty. Bullpen was all nasty. You know, Whitley was really good. Mac did his part, got his ground ball, and closed the inning. And Luis Garcia, the big nasty, came in with good heavy stuff.
Have you seen many 5-3 double plays that start at second base?
Yeah, I've seen a few now in the shift era, but it's not as common.